guilty. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Luigi Mangione just entered that plea in state court in New York City, charged in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Murder in the first degree at the state level and murder in the second degree as a crime of terrorism. Then the federal charges come into play. The main difference here between the state and federal charges is that the state argues the shooting was an act of terrorism. So that's kind of a new charge you don't hear about too much in Manhattan.
Fox's Alexis McAdams outside the court in New York City, along with some protesters.
And they're saying free Luigi Mangione. And they're calling, you know, for more CEOs to be held accountable in the healthcare industry.
Also in New York City, a man's in custody in a murder yesterday.
A migrant from Guatemala was arrested in connection to the death of a woman who was lit on fire and burned to death on a New York City subway train. A high-level NYPD source telling Fox News Digital he entered the U.S. illegally.
That's Fox's Carly Shimkus. President Biden sparing condemned killers in order this morning for 37 of the 40 prisoners on federal death row.
Commuted those death sentences to life without parole. The Biden administration has imposed a moratorium on lethal injections in cases other than terrorism or hate-motivated mass murder. In a statement, the president says he cannot stand back and let a new administration resume executions he has halted.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Matt Gaetz has filed a lawsuit trying to block the House from releasing an ethics report in the investigation into the now ex-congressman's alleged sexual and drug abuse. Allegations that prompted Gaetz, a Republican, to withdraw as President-elect Trump's attorney general nominee. It's day five of a strike at 9 Amazon warehouses. Fox Business Network's Madison Allworth is at one in Queens, New York.
This is the smallest the group has been. We've been out here since Thursday when it started. It is 14 degrees, so that's making things difficult. But the reality is we're 2 days away from Christmas. This is the crucial time for the Teamsters to get their point across.
Amazon refuses to negotiate, saying they're not employees. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Broadcasting Americanism from the York Heating and Air Conditioning and ACUMA.com studios. 560 KBLU.
From the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Zachary Rand Norris. Dozens of locals attended the annual Tamale Festival in Somerton this weekend. The festival kicked off Saturday morning on Main Street. There are over 20 tamale booths along with live music, family-friendly entertainment, and two exciting contests like the Tamale Eating Contest. And also happening, UFC fighter and Yuma native Kelvin Gastelum hosted a second annual Christmas Toy Drive this weekend. It took place at Yuma Grit Combat Athletics near 14th Street and 2nd Avenue. Yuma locals dropped by and donated toys for families in shelters and government assistance programs. And changes are underway at the Yuma Fairgrounds as crews wrap up improvements to the Yuma Silver Spur Rodeo Stadium. One of the biggest upgrades is a brand new announcer stand that will provide a bird's eye view of the action. The portable structure can be moved easily, making it a practical addition to the arena. Work on the announcer stand included digging holes, pouring concrete, and painting, all completed over the last week. Catch us on News 11 tonight at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports.
95.1 KTTI, 100.9 The River, and 560 KBLU wish you and yours the very best this holiday season. And so does this great local business. Chevron, with 20 locations in Yuma. Top off with Techron at your neighborhood Chevron.
Listen Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk, partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
You know your business needs to get in the digital game. Marketing on the internet, and maybe finally fixing your website. Don't let the world pass you by. Go to YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. They're part of the Desert Southwest's largest media company, and their team has executed thousands of digital marketing campaigns across the country. Digital campaigns for businesses just like yours. Who knew they needed to get in the game? YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. Don't let the world pass you by.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
So what's your time frame?
Good. Got another hour.
All right, sweet. Okay. So we'd like to tout that we stand up to the man, right, in this firm, on this show, that we're going to uphold our constitutional rights.
Okay.
Come hell or high water, right? We're not going to let the government push us around, and we're born free. These are our God-given rights. We don't get them from the government. We don't have to ask permission from the government to do what we're doing. We're free individuals. We can say what we want. And in that mentality, I'd like to think that if I was in the right constitutionally and I was confronted by law enforcement, I would stand my ground and I would be able to support through just a rational discussion that no, I'm not going to follow ABC instructions because I don't have to. And so I'm going to play a clip here, and this is where I get down the rabbit hole of YouTube clips, you know, where a lot of times they're painting police officers as just these power-hungry guys, that they don't get enough of this authoritarian diet at home, and so they go and they play it out on the public, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to play this clip, and the biggest one that I follow is the ID one. And I don't know why it's interesting to me every time.
It is kind of fascinating to see what people
do. See what's going through. So I'm going to play this clip, and we're going to see what happens here.
Do you have your ID on you by chance?
Oh, I don't give anybody my ID unless I've committed a crime.
Okay, well, I'm coming in contact with you right now, and I need to see your ID, okay?
Well, there's no legal basis for me to give you my ID, just so you know, because that can get you into some trouble down the line.
Okay. That video, erase it. There's no reason for you to have
that's not going to happen.
They're going to let you stay here, okay?
No one's letting me do anything. She obviously wanted me to leave, okay. But she has no legal basis for me to leave. It's a public building open to the public. I have a right to be here. Just so I wanted to clarify that.
Hey, what's up, guys? The Long Island Audit here. Back again with another video. Today, we're at the United States Post Office here in Ottawatona, Minnesota.
We are here today,
as always, to peaceful exercise.
So this gentleman goes and he tries to provoke? Is that what his goal is?
I think...
Or just try to get what reaction?
I don't know. And a lot of times... Sorry, that video I hadn't vetted. Let's go see if we can find a better one, because...
Okay. All state. Any probation or parole for anybody in the car? It's a standard. Nothing. Do you have ID on you, sir?
I'm gonna ask you questions.
He doesn't have the ID, you know that.
Okay. What's your name?
Who?
I'll give that out.
He doesn't have to give that.
Give me your name?
No. I'm the driver. That's all you're stopping, bro. You know that.
Any little chance to finagle their way around the law and people's rights... They will do it. Police will always try to things their way, instead of the right way. Welcome back to San Joaquin Jr. Today's video is from the channel Gorilla Cop Watch. Be sure to head on over to his channel and give him the credit he deserves. A couple months back, Gorilla was driving around with his friend, and he gets pulled over by Officer Montez of the Sacramento Police Department. Gorilla tries to handle himself professionally and remains cordial. That is until Officer Montez tries to get the passenger to identify himself, and that's when things take a turn.
No, I'm okay. How can I help you?
Jimmy.
Yeah, can I help you?
What's going on, man?
I don't know. How can I help you?
Hey, so as I was pulling up, you didn't stop at the stop sign up on Tabor.
Yeah, I did. I was there for a minute.
You didn't. Not when I was pulling up.
All right, well, what do you want to do about it?
Well, I'm conducting a traffic stop.
So that's your RAS for not a complete stop?
Yes.
All right.
The reason for stop, is that your code for that?
Well, that's just California law, isn't it?
I don't know what that acronym is.
All right, then. Let's see where my license is here. Can I help you? Can you get your name, both name, badge numbers real quick?
Yeah, we'll get that for you after this stop is conducted.
What do you want?
Okay. Sorry?
Who wants it?
I'll take it. Thank you. Is this your car?
You can run the plates.
Okay. Do you have registration insurance?
Everything should be in there.
Both of
them? Yep. Registration insurance.
Whose car is it?
It's family. You can run the plate.
Oh, I know that. See, Anderson, is that like mom, dad, grandma?
It's family. You don't have to worry about it. I have permission to drive the vehicle.
Okay. Allstate. Any probation or parole for anybody in the car? It's a standard. Nothing. Do you have ID on you, sir?
All right, I'm gonna ask you questions. He doesn't have the ID. You know that.
Okay. What's your name?
Who?
I won't give that out.
He doesn't have to give that.
Give me your name?
No. I'm the driver. That's all you're stopping, bro. You know that. All right, then.
Ask a question.
All right, you can ask. I'm just telling you, no. It's my policy. He's in my vehicle. He knows that my rules are, and he's not allowed to give up his ID. So if you want to punish me, you can punish me.
It's not a punishment.
Well, then it is what it is. I'm just letting you know. He's not. He already said he's not going to give it.
Well, I just talked to him.
Situation.
Okay.
This guy, obviously, when he encounters a police officer, he determines that they are going to be the aggressor, that they are going to try some dirty trick to get something on him and accuse him for some law that he's broken that he hasn't actually broken, and otherwise violate his constitutional rights. You can tell that just by his demeanor, the very first way he reacts as the cop approaches his window. And so I guess the first question I have is, does the passenger have to give his ID?
Well, the interaction should be until something further occurs, should be between the driver and the officer.
So did the officer do something wrong there when he looked at the passenger and asked?
I don't know what he saw. So he could have seen something, or he might recognize somebody for, I don't know. So I it's hard for me to say, oh, he did something wrong because
he asked him if he was on parole, right, or probation.
So that question is do we have anybody on parole? Generally, you're asking the driver, are you on parole or probation?
Yeah.
If anybody in the vehicle is on parole or probation, then okay, that's a whole other issue. And so if that's generally, if you're on parole or probation, you are required to you can be checked at any time.
Okay. So because that is the case, then doesn't that give a police officer the ability to ask everybody for their ID to verify that they are not on parole?
Correct.
Interesting. So and because I'm watching all these YouTube videos saying you do not have to give your ID to a police officer unless there is reasonable suspicion that you have created a crime. And that means they can articulate the crime and they suspect that you were actually involved in it.
So in that case, if they are being detained for something or being arrested, then they are required to provide their ID.
Okay, and they're being detained for this traffic stop.
Correct. Whether it be name and date of birth or physical card, ID card.
Okay.
Or license. Some type of ID, identification.
Yeah. So this guy, he's not going to argue his way out of trouble. He's going to argue his way into trouble.
It seems that that's the way it's going.
Right. And I've seen, I would say, I don't know, probably 30 or 40 of these vehicles, videos, mm-hmm. that the individual argues with the police officer. I don't have to give you my ID. And the police officer says, yes, you do. And they go back and forth, and it never shows them in court. And the judge goes, you know what? Pedestrian is right. Police officer was wrong. Gavel comes down. Rule in favor of the pedestrian. We don't see that part. All we see is the comments underneath, and everybody's a legal scholar, and the person that posts the video is like, see, I told you, cops are out there to get all of us.
And I did see a few comments before the video started.
Yeah.
It's interesting that...
How they portray it.
Everybody has an opinion if they don't have to present themselves to provide proof of that opinion.
And I'll tell you the truth. There are days that I wake up and I feel like that the encounter I have with the police officer is someone who's on a power trip that wants to use his badge to walk all over me and could care less about my constitutional or individual rights, right? And that's not most days, right? Sometimes I'm cranky and that's how I feel. But most days I'm really, really appreciative of all of the hundreds of good acts that each individual officer does and keeping the highways safe, getting there first to the scene of a car on fire or somebody that's just gotten hammered by a drunk driver and putting themselves in that scenario. And yes, it is their job. Yes, they are getting paid, but they're still a human being and there's still this morale that is they're putting themselves forward and contributing to the civil order of things. And I recognize that in the police officer, and generally the police officer respects me for just being another human being, and things go well. But I can see, and being a lawyer, I'm trained to look at both sides of the story, and so I just wonder, you've seen police officers probably that have got a big head and want to throw their power around a little bit. What is to be done in those situations? That's a loaded question.
That is,
absolutely.
That is.
But I think our audience and the population in general know that there's both sides of it. We celebrate the police officers as first responders, and we also say, you know, defund the police on the other side. Now, I've never been one of the defund the police crowd, but I have been one of the, okay, take it down a notch, police officers. You gotta give us the benefit of the doubt that we're all law-abiding citizens, or at least that we are not going out there creating anarchy, and we should be left alone unless somebody's in danger or there's some serious infraction.
Right.
Okay. So sorry. Go back to your other question about my other question about what's to be done on the citizen side for a police officer that's throwing his weight around.
Each department has policies that are put in place to help keep fair and equitable treatment on during routine traffic stops or encounters.
Is there any type of individual specifically, male, female, black, white, young, old, that says, okay, I need to be extra careful in this situation? Now, of course, you do this hundreds of times, and you have your protocol and instinct of and your training is going to come in and take the majority of control of your actions. But do you get a heightened sense of alert under certain circumstances with certain individuals?
As far as specific individuals, I think each case is different.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. Obviously, when you talk to different individuals, you can sense their demeanor, their emotions. Generally, sometimes you don't.
Is that sense stereotyping? Isn't that the definition of stereotyping or potentially racial profiling?
I don't know. I don't think that it is, because I it doesn't matter what race, what male or female.
Mm-hmm.
That really doesn't have anything to do with that. So stereotype or profiling isn't.
Or type of car. If it's a exactly. Super souped up, you know, Charger, and you can tell this thing is built out for racing. And is that going to change your presence of mind as you approach the driver?
I don't think so, because, for example, if somebody's, for example, I have stopped, let's just say, a Chevy Corvette.
Uh-huh.
They are performance vehicles.
You know that thing can do 160 miles an hour.
Right. It is a much faster vehicle than, let's say, a Hyundai Sonata.
Yeah. And I mean, it's tempting fate every day somebody gets in it to not just put the pedal to the metal.
Okay. However, I have made traffic stops on a Hyundai going 110 miles an hour. I have also made traffic stops on a Corvette going 110 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
So they can both go that fast. Now, is one more apt to? I think it depends on the driver.
Yeah. What about a minivan? You give a guy a break from a minivan? Because, I mean, he's already driving a minivan, for heaven's sake. Come on. He's already taken a hit to his ego.
Minivans can go fast, too.
Uh-huh. The last ticket I got while I was in a minivan, and I thought, there's no way this guy's giving me a ticket. I'm driving a minivan, for heaven's sake. I'm already down there. Are you going to rub your boot in my face?
You know, I've never thought of it that way.
Well, but maybe you should, because that was an extra tough pill to swallow for me that day.
I don't know that I can honestly say that I don't pull many minivans over.
Oh, good. Thank you. The minivan drivers of the world salute you.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Christmas week weather looking good. Sunny and 79 today. 51 overnight tonight. 77 and sunny tomorrow. 50 for tomorrow night. Christmas Day, sunny, a little bit cooler, but still 71 with sunshine, 45 on Wednesday night.
The Desert Lily Annual Quilt Show is coming up Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th at the Yuma Civic Center. There will be over 200 quilted items, a country store, a fat quarter basket raffle, vendor booths, and more. Two-day admission is just $8. Buy tickets for your chance at the Butterfly Kisses 2025 Opportunity Quilt, with proceeds going to Kids at Hope. For vendor information, call Carol Olson at 509-951-4529. The Desert Lily Annual Quilt Show, January 10th and 11th at the Yuma Civic Center. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Williams, and I want to share with you the role that diabetes has had in my family. I lost my grandmother at the early age of 64 due to complications with diabetes. She was warm, generous, and a constant encouragement for me to follow my heart. Did you know that African Americans experience chronic kidney disease at a rate that's 25% higher than white Americans? And we're almost four times more likely to develop kidney failure. Diabetes and high blood pressure are leading causes of kidney disease, which can result in kidney failure, needing dialysis, or a kidney transplant. The good news is that you have the power to check out how well your kidneys are doing and learn ways to prevent them from failing. So go to your doctor and get yourself checked out. Visit linkmylovetv.org to learn more. Get the facts, get checked, and get healthy.
Ready? Go!
Okay, doctor.
Operation!
No,
hurry, time's almost up!
Okay, okay. The most amazing care. Oh, Belly!
Oh, I know! Shrine!
Time's up! Okay, our turn.
Ready? Go!
it changed my life.
Highness Hospital for Children! Yay!
Because people just like you, kids like me, can play in the game of life.
I can do things now that were impossible before.
I can draw.
I can play basketball.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you!
Go to loveshriners.org right away. Thank you!
Hello? Hello?
It shouldn't be this hard to get the things you need, to do the things you need to do.
Southwest Lumber understands your home improvement needs. Got a big project that needs the tools professionals use? Southwest Lumber rents tile cutters, compactors, concrete mixers, and saws. They rent engine stands, lawnmowers, and tree trimmers, too. Got a party? Get your tables and chairs, even snow cone and cotton candy machines, plus the supplies that go with it. They've been helping homeowners since 1973.
Do it best with Southwest Lumber, 1917 South Avenue B.
Vitalant is Arizona's largest nonprofit community provider responsible for fulfilling blood needs for 62 Arizona hospitals. We are the designated provider for every hospital throughout Yuma County.
Vitalant needs more than 600 blood donors every day in the state of Arizona. About one in every 5 to 7 hospital patients requires a blood transfusion, so that takes a lot of blood donors.
With a daily need of 600 blood donors, all blood types are needed, but always most greatest in demand is type O blood, which is the universal blood type required in emergencies and traumas. Giving blood is safe, easy, and painless. It takes only about an hour to go through the process start to finish, but the actual donation is less than 10 minutes.
Every blood donor in the month of December will get a free medium cheese pizza from Pizza Hut. In order to make an appointment, visit our website, vitalant.org, and enter the word Yuma. You can then find a blood drive near you and sign up.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
If they're going 95 in a 70-mile-an-hour zone, I will probably pull them over. I cannot remember the last time I pulled a minivan over going 95 miles an hour.
What do you love the most about a your job? If you're having a hard time motivating yourself to go to work, to get out of bed, and you're just not feeling it that day, what is your happy thought that says, you know what, I got it pretty good because of this? What is that?
To be honest with you, I enjoy helping people, whether it be helping people get their tire changed, helping people get...
Why do you enjoy helping people?
You know, generally when I see people, they're in trouble. They're on the creek. If it's a disabled vehicle, they're out in the middle of the desert, or they're in a bind. They're in a pinch.
Yeah.
Whether it be to give them a ride to the nearest gas station to go get fuel and get them fuel so that they can get out of their pinch, or help them change a tire. And recently,
you change a lot of tires?
Recently, our department has had a change because apparently a lot of individuals have back problems due to changing tires.
Changing tires. So, you know what? That's something that should be published and known with the public at large. That police officers have back problems because they're helping individuals so often.
So unfortunately, a policy has been made. We are discouraged for helping. I don't know that, to be honest with you, if somebody, like say, for example, if a pregnant woman is sitting there on the side of the road, they need a tire change, I'm probably going to change her tire.
Yeah.
Help them get off.
I mean, you're just, because
it's the right thing to do.
You're not
because I want a pat on the back, not because it makes me feel good. Yeah, sure, it makes everybody feel good to help somebody. But they don't need to sit there and wait for a tow truck to come out when I can do it in 10 minutes.
Well, you say it makes everybody feel good to help somebody, and I would like to agree with that. However, I think that the sentiment and the opportunity gets overlooked so often that people become numb to it, that they feel like we're just in this dog-eat-dog world, and if somebody's broken down along the side of the road, even if there's the slightest chance that something's going to happen to me for me to stop and help them out, I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to pass them by. I used to be the person that I looked for the opportunity to stop and help them change a tire. When I have kids in the car, and I've heard scenarios where it's necessarily the rapist or the abductor that's in the car waiting, and that's just their trap. It's that you stop your car, and then some other car comes along and smashes into your car full of kids, and you know I've now put my family at risk. And so I have a second thought about it, which, to tell you the truth, it's hard.
It is hard.
But helping somebody else feels good. Why? What are you talking about? What? Why? You don't get anything out of it.
You're right. I don't.
So why would you do it?
It's just because it's the right thing to do.
Are you doing it?
And I have to back up because you're right. 20 years ago, I would feel your statement rings truth. I would say that majority of people would, if they saw a woman on the side of the road, solo person in the car, they would probably stop and help.
Mm-hmm.
And today, people are less likely.
Yeah.
Because of X, Y, and Z.
But it's not more dangerous. There's not more crime today than there was 20 or 30 years ago. And there's an interesting book on that.
But people are different.
I think because of the media and how there is so much more cameras and audio out there and being fed on the internet, and there's no 24-hour news cycle. It's just a constant flood of information. And the information that is interesting is the bad stuff, right?
Right.
The one that gets abducted, the person that, you know, was a good Samaritan that, you know, got mugged and their car stolen because they were trying to do something good.
Right.
And so even though there's fewer of those today than existed 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we hear it more often, and so it's more top of mind, and maybe we're just more on our guard, or maybe we're just are devolving in a civilization to a more apathetic people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to be fair, just like you, if I tell my wife and children, don't ever stop on the side of the road.
Okay.
Because it's not safe.
So despite the fact that it makes you feel good and you look for the opportunity, not the advice you give to your family.
Correct.
What about your 16, 17-year-old son who's 6'4"? Mm-hmm. What about him? Would you encourage him to stop?
I don't know that he's ever on the – I think that he's more in town, around town. He can pull off in a more suitable place. If he's willing to – matter of fact, the other day, he stopped and he helped somebody the other day.
What did he do?
And he felt really good about it. And then he got to thinking about it, and he said, you know what, I don't know if I did the right thing. So he asked me about it, and I said, well, you know, if you helped somebody, and your goal was to help somebody, then I think you did the right thing.
What did he do?
I think he was trying to, I think somebody needed fuel or gas. I think it was on a street corner.
Uh-huh.
And it was on the road, and I don't know if I can't remember if he gave him some money for fuel or for food.
Oh, okay.
And so he was all excited, and then he realized, I hope he doesn't go get, you know, drugs with that money. And I don't know if at 16 years old I would have thought of that, but he lives in a different time than I did when I was 16. So that really wasn't a thought.
So here's, and I've talked to my kids about this as well, and I've got a son that is 20 years old, and he has stopped and helped a lot of people. In fact, where our law firm is located is on the corner of 32nd Street and 6E, and it's a fairly busy intersection. And my son does a lot of landscaping work, and so he'll be driving quite a bit along the road, and he's changed his fair share of tires. And he understands roadside emergency, you know, safety and how to help people out, how to get a vehicle off the road, so on and so forth. And I do, if it's just me and him in the car, I'll stop and we'll help people out.
Right.
And so he has done that. And quite honestly, he probably would do that, even he hadn't seen me do that. He's just a very good-natured kid. And somebody came into my office, it was about a year ago, and they said, I understand that your son is so-and-so. And I said, yeah. They said, I just want to commend you for whatever you did as a father, because he stopped alongside the road and he helped me out. And it was an older lady, and she was just so impressed that people still exist like that in the world. And she made a point to say, who are your parents? And he had nothing to hide, although, you know, maybe somebody who's more skeptical would said, you know, my dad works right there on the corner. And she came right here, and she made a point of congratulating me for having such a good kid. Now, with your son, he maybe gave them some money. And here, I want to present to you a hypothetical and to the audience that here. You go to the street corner, and you see this lady, and she's asking for some money, and you're feeling extra generous. So you pull out $100, extra generous, right? You give her $100. She's had a really hard day. She got laid off of her job. She's living paycheck to paycheck. She goes home and has a little bit nicer Christmas dinner for her two kids. She's a single mom, and she's working her tail off to make ends meet. You don't know any of this because all you know is that 45-second interaction that you had with her at the intersection. But if you were to know that, wouldn't that warm your heart?
Absolutely.
Now, take the same scenario. Lady along the street corner, you give her $100. She goes down to the first drug dealer that she finds, buys some drugs, injects it in her veins, you know, gets her high for the next 2 or 3 days, and then is back on the street corner doing the same thing. Does the act change at all? Does the act of hospitality and charity, has that changed in any bit just because the person that received the gift decided to act differently with it?
I don't think so.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Want to hear more Life, Death, and the Law? You can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, or any other platform you listen to your podcasts.
Reduce your inflation exasperation now at Cars and Carts. No huge cost increases here. The manufacturer of Evolution Golf Carts has authorized significant price reductions on all new Evolution Golf Carts, including the awesome new D5 model with a new sleek front-end design, front rear disc brakes, new chassis design with a 7-foot wheelbase, tilted steering wheel, and updated touchscreen display. This golf cart is nice, and now at insanely low prices. Cars and Carts, the place to go. Call today, 928-726-2286. Cars and Carts, 2899 South Sherry Avenue in Yuma.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
End the year 2024 and start 2025 with a new car from El Centro Motors with these promotions from Ford Motor Credit. 2024 F-150 Explorer and Escape, 1.90% APR for 60 months, plus $1,000 holiday cash, plus $1,000 trade-in assistance. Take the holiday cash and use it any way you want. We will write you a check the next day. Promotion valid from December 20th, 2024 to January 2nd, 2025. And remember, if you don't come see us first, we can't save you any money. It's just that easy.
I always tell people I was the luckiest guy in the world. I wanted to be an army man or a fireman, and I got to do both. As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle. For more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been answering the call to help people live longer and more independent lives.
MDA means to me hope.
MDA is leading the way for people living with ALS, muscular dystrophy, and other neuromuscular diseases by accelerating research, advancing care, and advocating to empower families like Ken's.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. MDA is helping people live stronger and love longer. Learn more at MDA.org today.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact, and keep your contact list somewhere safe. Build a kit with enough food and water for 3 days. And don't forget your pets. Keep 7 days of medication on hand. Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to get the extra doses. Make copies of important documents and keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Note area hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alerts. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
Hi, this is Tony Driscoll, Vice President, General Manager of Eldorado Broadcasters. If you're the owner and or operator of a local business, I'd like you to hire us. Yes, I'd like you to add 560 KBLU to your team. For what it costs you for hourly employees, like that guy that at this very moment is leaning back in his chair, staring aimlessly, or the gal checking her Facebook page for the 17th time today, you could be reaching out to thousands of listeners with a positive message about your business. Sorry, guys, I didn't mean to bust you out like that, but hey, get back to work. If you want to reach the people listening to the radio right now, just like you are, give me a call at 928-344-4980. And if I'm not leaning back in my chair, staring aimlessly, or checking my Facebook page, I'll answer your call and we can talk about us going to work for you. 344-4980.
Eldorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex. How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
So if you feel good about helping out a young mother with two children at home, then you ought to feel good about helping out any human being.
True.
Their decision is their decision.
True.
We all have agency. We all get to make our own decision. So I guess what I'm getting at is I really admire the fact that the thing that gets you out of bed is the opportunity to help somebody. And whether that somebody might have a total disdain for law enforcement, that makes no difference. The act is what gives you the good feeling. It's not their whether they feel this sense of gratitude for what you've done, or whether they pay it forward, or whether they go and tell everybody else how great law enforcement is, or Justin Pollock himself. It's the fact that you've done your bit to contribute to your fellow human beings. Mm-hmm. What's the worst part about your job?
I would say sometimes, every once in a while, you get an individual that is just not pleasant in any aspect.
So what we're watching on this YouTube video, the person that challenges you every sentence that comes out of your mouth.
And in that scenario, I wasn't there, but in that scenario, I would try to de-escalate the situation.
But you could see that officer looked like he was trying to, right?
Again, I don't know what he is seeing.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if he's seeing. There could he may have seen prison yard, you know, prison tattoos. Maybe he, you know what, this guy might be on parole.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to dig. I don't know that. Let's just say that maybe he doesn't see that.
I mean, I didn't see anything of his attitude or demeanor, even though that the driver was pretty confrontational. The police officer stopped him for running a red light or a stop sign. Whether he did or not, the police officer thought he did, and stopped him for it.
He's probably going to have that video.
Yeah.
So if he's making that accusation, he's probably going to have that video to back it up.
Yeah.
I would hope.
Okay. So it's the people that are just angry and confrontational. Is that what you're telling me?
I would say yes.
Okay.
And sometimes you just got to take it. And it's never pleasant.
Yeah.
It's never pleasant. But the time that you're helping, you know, an elderly woman and husband, you know, helping them get off the roadway.
What helps you get through it when they're just laying it on thick and they're just calling you names and cussing you out? What helps you get through that with composure?
You know, I think that, of course, nobody likes to be yelled at or called bad things, but you got to remember, everybody has bad days.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? This guy's having a crummy day, or this woman.
Uh-huh.
They're having a horrible day. We'll give them that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe next time.
That's interesting. I don't go that far into it. Sometimes I just think they're just a grump, and I feel sorry for them that they live a life of just hate. They got to carry that weight, because when you're angry, it's heavy on your heart.
Oh, sure.
And that's the weight that Christ asked us to let Him bear, that burden that we shouldn't judge, mm-hmm. lest we be judged. Don't judge unrighteously, right? And the same judgment that we judge others with, we shall be judged with. Well, I need a lot of leniency. I know that I've done a lot of things wrong. And so when I think of that, the same judgment that I judge with, I will be judged with. And it's like, that helps me become much more charitable in how I frame somebody's actions.
And that's very well put, because, you know, we all need a break sometimes.
I appreciate you coming on the show. What else do you want the audience to hear that maybe isn't understood about law enforcement in general, or even Justin Pollock in general?
You know, I would say that we would love, as law enforcement community, we would love everybody to abide by the speed limit.
Okay. Do you abide by the speed limit when you're driving in your personal car?
I try to, yes.
Okay.
I try to. And I understand. Sometimes you look down and you're like, oh, man, mm-hmm. you're going down a hill. You have your cruise control set. And one thing that people's – not all cruise control is –
We'll put on brake. That's true. And a lot of cruise control will let you coast faster.
Correct.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, I have my cruise control set. That's a lot. We get that.
Uh-huh.
Well, my cruise control is set. Okay.
That,
if you're coming down the hill,
uh-huh.
you have it set at, let's just say, 82.
Okay.
Because somebody told you once that 84, 85 is the limit. Right?
Yeah.
82, you're safe, right?
So yeah.
You set it at 82, and you're coming down the hill, and all of a sudden you're at 86.
Uh-huh.
Because you've crept up 4 miles per hour, which is very easy to do.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot. And now you find yourself in a predicament that an officer that their limit is
82. 85. Okay.
And you're at 86. Or maybe their limit is 80. I don't know.
Yeah.
So cruise control doesn't always help you slow down. But I think, to be honest with you, most law enforcement officers would love to never have an interaction with you. It would be great.
But if they do, and they will, And that's why we always need officers. We are not going to be self-governing in that there are going to be people out there that when they see the opportunity to break the law, take advantage of another, then they will. And we're all grateful for those trained officers who will put themselves on the front line to intervene and keep us safe or at least put an end to the lawlessness.
Yeah, in addition to that, I would say be polite, be courteous.
Yeah.
We're not a judge. We're not here to judge you for what we are there to enforce the law. Like I said, I have a pretty high tolerance for speed, so you're moving by the time I take a look at you.
You know what? An epiphany occurred to me right now, and it is that people, you know, when they get pulled over, they're angry, right? And you're not going to pull them over just for the heck of it. You're going to pull them over because they're speeding typically or something else is going wrong, right? You see their license plate, their tags are expired, or something's flapping off their car, their load's not secure, whatever it is that you pull them over for. And your job is specifically to look at the highway and the traffic that's passing along it and say, make sure it is safe. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were to let those things go and somebody got in an accident and it was learned that you were on patrol and you watched that car go by.
That's a liability.
Boom. Well, not only a liability, but it's like morally, like you had an obligation to us as the public.
I would feel bad.
Yeah.
If it were found out that I could have prevented that, yeah.
It's your job to keep us safe. These cars are speeding and you're not doing anything about it. So that was something that occurred to me. And the other thing is like, would you get upset when you go into the grocery store, right? You're going around, and you put everything in your cart, and you're paying for it at the cash register, and you go to leave, and somebody says, well, what about that thing down below, right, in your cart that you forgot about, whether it's the detergent or the dog food or whatever that's down below? And they say, oh, you forgot to pay for that. Would you, you know what? Would you get off my back? And you start griping about them accusing you of stealing and so on and so forth because of the dog food. It's like, listen, their job is to make sure that the goods in that store are paid for.
Right.
Why are you getting upset at them that they're pointing that out? And, you know, there's the people that stand at the doors at Walmart, you know, they check your receipt. And I see some people get, that get upset. I didn't steal nothing. I didn't show you my receipt. It's like their job is to make sure the rest of us don't have to pay more than we need to because there's a lot of people that steal here.
Right.
Like, can you give them a break? Do you think they stand here because they love it? They're getting paid probably not gobs of money just to make sure that the goods that go out of the store are paid for. And that's the same thing with the police officer. They're getting paid to make sure the rest of us are safe. Can you give them a break? They're trying to keep civility in our society.
Well, maybe the podcast will help that come to pass.
All right.
We'll see.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and a burglar came calling. His mind was on the loot that he soon would be hauling. But what he didn't know when he entered the home was that his little plan would soon be blown. The family was ready with plans of their own. They protected themselves with gifts from Firearms Unknown. Whether for sport shooting or home protection, Firearms Unknown is the perfect place to finish your list. Firearms Unknown, 801 West 32nd Street, or firearmsunknown.com.
What is your healing power? Maybe your healing power is helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness. Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? It is estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD, and 22 veterans will commit suicide every day. Our veterans have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, therapy kits, and more. Discover your healing power at HealVets.org. Help heal veterans, together with you, has been helping one recovering veteran at a time. We are helping veterans heal together. What is your healing power? To find out about your power, visit HealVets.org. This PSA is sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
In tough times, it can be difficult to know where to turn. If you or someone you know is looking for help, the Yuma Community Food Bank is here if you need a hand. We provide food and other resources to families, seniors, and individuals in need. We are open Monday through Friday. All you need to receive a food box is a photo ID with your current address. Visit our website at yumafoodbank.org for more information. The Yuma Community Food Bank also accepts donations in the form of non-perishable food, monetary donations, and volunteer help. You can choose to donate or advocate. You can choose to volunteer or raise awareness. You can choose to help end hunger. Call us anytime, 928-343-1243. Visit our main campus, located at 2404 East 24th Street, or use our food locator map online at yumafoodbank.org.
Did you know that when you talk, read, or sing with your child, you're helping to shape their brain? Every parent has the power to create a strong start for our children from the day they are born. Visit talkingisteaching.org for free tips and ideas on how to transform everyday moments into magical moments for learning.
Rodeo is a window into our Western past that quickly became a unique and exciting sport. The tradition of rodeo is well preserved in our region thanks to the efforts of present-day Yuma Silver Spur Rodeo members. The first Yuma Silver Spur Rodeo was held in 1946, which is just a small piece of our rich heritage with rodeo heroes. The Yuma Silver Spur Rodeo continues to grow as tradition is kept for future generations and continued support of the Yuma community.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your cheeks are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope this year when I wake up, I'm going to see that you came to my house, too.
Wow.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.